Day 439, Thursday, June 13th, Amos 4 and 5. Amos 4-13 NKJV. Hear this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountain of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to your husbands, bring wine, let us drink. The Lord God has sworn by his holiness, behold, the days shall come upon you when he will take you away with fishhooks and your posterity with fishhooks. You will go out through broken walls, each one straight ahead of her, and you will be cast into Harmon, says the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress, at Gilgal multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 days. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven. Proclaim and announce the freewill offerings, for this you love, you children of Israel, says the Lord God. Also I gave you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and lack of bread in all your places, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I also withheld rain from you, when there were still 3 months to the harvest. I made it rain on one city, I withheld rain from another city. One part was rained upon, and where it did not rain the part withered. So two or three cities wandered to another city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I blasted you with blight and mildew. When your gardens increased, your vineyards, your fig trees, and your olive trees, the locust devoured them, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I sent among you a plague after the manner of Egypt. Your young men I killed with a sword, along with your captive horses. I made the stench of your camps come up into your nostrils, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I overthrew some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a firebrand plucked from the burning, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. Therefore thus will I do to you, O Israel, because I will do this to you. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind, who declares to man what his thought is, and makes the morning darkness, who treads the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name. Amos 5:1-27. NKJV. Hear this word which I take up against you, a lamentation. O house of Israel, the virgin of Israel has fallen, she will rise no more. She lies forsaken on her land, there is no one to raise her up. For thus says the Lord God, the city that goes out by 1,000 shall have 100 left, and that which goes out by 100 shall have 10 left, to the house of Israel. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me and live, but do not seek Bethel, nor enter Gilgal, nor pass over to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to nothing. Seek the Lord and live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, with no one to quench it in Bethel. You who turn justice to wormwood, and lay righteousness to rest in the earth. He made the Pleiades and Orion, he turns the shadow of death into morning, and makes the day dark as night. He calls for the waters of the sea, and pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. He rains ruin upon the strong, so that fury comes upon the fortress. They hate the one who rebukes in the gate, and they abhor the one who speaks uprightly. Therefore, because you tread down the poor and take grain taxes from him, though you have built houses of hewn stone, yet you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink wine from them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins, afflicting the just and taking bribes, diverting the poor from justice at the gate. Therefore, the prudent keep silent at that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live, so the Lord God of hosts will be with you, as you have spoken. Hate evil, love good, establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord says this, there shall be wailing in all streets, and they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas. They shall call the farmer to mourning, and skillful lamenters to wailing. In all vineyards, there shall be wailing. For I will pass through you, says the Lord. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. For what good is the day of the Lord to you? It will be darkness, and not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion and a bear met him. Or as though he went into the house, leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light? Is it not very dark, with no brightness in it? I despise your feast days, and I do not savor your sacred assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fattened peace offerings. Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your stringed instruments. But let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream. Did you offer me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? You also carried Sikuth your king and Chun, your idols, the star of your gods, which you made for yourselves. Therefore I will send you into captivity beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. Daily deep dive. The UCG reading plan states, Amos again reminded Israel of the way God had dealt with them since they came out of Egypt, and how they had ignored the warnings. God would now destroy Israel as a political power, saying in effect, enough is enough. God then lists 6 calamities to come upon Israel. Amos 4:6-11, famine verse 6, drought verses 7-8, crop destruction verse 9, plague verse 10, defeat in war verse 10, and fiery destruction of cities comparable to what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah verse 11. This final calamity tells us that the prophecy is for the end time, as this did not happen in the destruction of ancient Israel by the Assyrians. Ezekiel makes it even more plain, in all your dwelling places, the cities shall be laid waste. Referring to major cities of our day, this seems to signal nuclear devastation or some as yet unknown means of mass destruction. God says, therefore thus will I do to you, O Israel, because I will do this to you. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Verse 12. For some, this will be by death. But for the rest, it means God soon coming to earth, i.e., in the end time return of Jesus Christ. To be confronted inescapably by the God it had scorned and rejected would be a fate more terrible than Israel could imagine. Nelson Study Bible, note on verse 12. In chapter 5, God lists a 7th calamity through Amos' captivity, Amos 5:3, a punishment mentioned in Amos 4:2-3, and made clearer in Amos 6:7. In Amos 5:3, we are told that of those who go into captivity, only a tenth will survive. Compare Isaiah 6:11-13, Living Bible. God explains that He is the ultimate power to whom Israel should look, not their false gods. Interesting in His proclamations is a mention of the hydrological cycle of evaporation and rain, also referred to elsewhere in Scripture. Compare Ecclesiastes 11:3, Job 6:27-29. One might wonder how this could have been so accurately understood by ancient authors, thus perhaps providing further evidence of God's inspiration of Scripture. In Amos 5:18-20, God issues a warning through Amos to those desiring the day of the Lord. For that day will bring judgment on the disobedient, and they themselves were thoroughly disobedient, just as modern Israel is today. The lesson for us is clear. Look eagerly for Christ's return, but not if you're living a life of sin. Bible Reader's Companion, note on verses 18-20. It should be noted that while these prophecies are primarily for the end of this age, we can certainly see a secondary relevance for those to whom Amos preached, against whom an invasion by the Assyrian Empire was imminent. We can even envision the worshippers at Bethel cringing as Amos foretold its destruction, along with that of other centers of false worship in Gilgal and Beersheba, verses 5-6. In mentioning Beersheba, Judah is condemned, along with Israel. These places of false worship serve as types of great houses of false worship in the end time. The true God is not to be found in them, but in seeking good and not evil, verse 14. And this, of course, is to be found in the revealed Word of God. Israel, of Amos's day, had forsaken God and all His ways as found in His Word. For instance, since the days of Jeroboam I, Israel had her own feast days, which God utterly despised. Compare verse 21. He had told them before that they should not look to the pagan nations and copy their modes of worship. Exodus 23:24, Exodus 23:33, Deuteronomy 12:29-32, Jeremiah 10:4. But that's just what they did. Likewise, today, the nations of modern Israel have forsaken God's biblically commanded Sabbaths and holy days for pagan celebrations such as Christmas and Easter Astarte. For more information on the pagan origins of these holidays, see our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days. Does it matter which days we observe? Furthermore, God did not and does not want any worship that is hypocritical, dishonest, and meaningless. Nelson, note on Amos 5:21-2003. Whether offerings, music, or anything else. After dismissing Israel's empty worship as noisy and tumultuous, God called for the honest tumult of the rolling waters of justice and the perennial stream of righteousness, the only foundation for true praise and worship of the Lord. Note on verse 24. If Israel would only listen to God and heed, then he would not send the calamities. Verses 14-15. But history shows that the Israelites failed to listen, and Israel, as a political entity, ceased to exist. Just so, history will repeat itself in the end time. End chapter 4 verse 1. Regarding the cows or kine of Bashan, the JFB commentary states, fat and wanton cattle such as the rich pasture of Bashan east of Jordan, between Hermon and Gilead, was famed for Dewey 2:14, Pisa 22:12, Ezanine 18, figurative for those luxurious nobles mentioned, Amos 3:9, Amos 3:10, Amos 3:12, Amos 3, verse 3. The Cambridge Bible Dictionary states, and ye shall be cast into Harmon. Harmon would then be the name of the place of exile, or disgrace, into which they were to be cast or flung. The word is used mostly of a corpse, as Jer 22:19, but not always so. See Jer 22:28, cast into. No place, however, named Harmon is known, nor is the word an appellative in Hebrew. Some of the ancients saw in Harmona an allusion to Armenia, and verse 6, the idea behind cleanness of teeth is that of famine. Without food, there is nothing to stick in your teeth. Chapter, verse 4, notice God's true desire, seek me, and live. It's repeated again in verse 6, seek the Lord and live. In different words, we see this again in verse 14, seek good and not evil, that you may live. Verse 25, the Adam Clark's commentary states, some have been led to think that, during the 40 years which the Israelites spent in the wilderness between Egypt and the Promised Land, they did not offer any sacrifices, as in their circumstances it was impossible. They offered none, because they had none. But such people must have forgotten that when the covenant was made at Sinai, there were burnt offerings and peace offerings of oxen sacrificed to the Lord. Exodus 24:5, and at the setting up of the tabernacle, the 12 princes of the 12 tribes offered each a young bullock, a ram, and a lamb, for a burnt offering, a kid for a sin offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 lambs for a peace offering, Numbers 7:12, etc., which amounted to an immense number of victims offered in the course of the 12 days during which this feast of the dedication lasted. At the consecration of priests, bullocks and rams to a considerable number were offered, see Leviticus 1, etc., but they were not offered so regularly, nor in such abundance, as they were after the settlement in the Promised Land. Learned men therefore have considered this verse as speaking, thus did ye offer to me, during 40 years in the wilderness, sacrifices in such a way as was pleasing to me? He did not. For your hearts were divided, and ye were generally in a spirit of insurrection or murmuring.